All right, good afternoon, everyone. Please open your Bible to the book of Luke, chapter 2. Luke, chapter 2. Luke on your screen show, 2章, 8節から 11節まで. It's in your bulletin. And while you're turning there, you know, I was expecting a much quieter, peaceful, calm English service. Yeah. You know, the Nihongo, the Japanese service, you know, there's the, you know, so much mute trumpets, and there's a geki for the Shua group, and then there's the gospel choir, and, you know, so many things, and then so much, so many people, you know, and I thought, oh, okay, that's good. We need a balance. We need the quiet, calm, somber, you know, easy, quiet Christmas English service. But the problem was the worship team was so big and so, you know, powerful with Christian and Lord Will, Cindy, and Maria, and yeah, too bad. No, joke. It was good. It was great. Yeah, it feels like the Holy Spirit said, "I'm going to stay and fill the English service also with lots of celebration and rejoicing." So, hallelujah! Praise the Lord for that. All right, and then the Japanese service was so busy that Pastor Hiroshi preached a sermon was 10 minutes. Yeah, usually it's 30 minutes, 40 minutes, 10-minute sermon. It's just perfect. And so, no, yeah, today maybe I'll do as short as Hiroshi-sensei. So, yeah. Yeah. So, but go ahead. Let's go ahead and read our scripture. I'm going to read from Luke chapter 2. And then let's read together from Psalm 16. Verses 9 through 11. Luke chapter 2 is the narrative, a short narrative. And then Psalm 16 is kind of our response, our answer, how we should react to the good news of Luke chapter 2. And so we're going to read that together. So let me read from Luke chapter 2, from the gospel. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people." Let's read together. "Therefore, my heart is glad and my tongue rejoices. My body will also rest secure because you will not abandon me to the realm of the dead, nor will you let your faithful ones see decay. You make known to me the path of life. You fill me with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand." The very word of God. Illuminate our minds and our hearts, O Master, who lovest all mankind with the pure light of thy divine knowledge. Open our hearts to the understanding of thy gospel teachings. Impart also within us the fear of thy blessed commandments, that trampling down all carnal desires, we may enter upon a spiritual manner of living, both thinking and doing such things as are well-pleasing unto thee. For you are the illumination of our souls and our bodies, O Christ our God. To you we ascribe glory, together with thy Father who is from everlasting, and thine all-holy good and life-giving Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Amen. So we're talking about the presents today, and not the Christmas presents of gifts and toys and jewelry. The presence is the presence of God, not P-R-E-S-E-N-T-S, but P-R-E-S-E-N-C. Because Christmas means God's presence is coming to us through his present, which is the gift of his son, Jesus Christ. We read in the Gospel of Luke the short story of the shepherds who were in the field at night. The shepherds were the poorest and lowest kind of worker in Israel. The shepherd was the next level above homeless. It was the kind of person who had just, they couldn't get a normal job. They couldn't even work in a convenience store or a regular office. They just, okay, I'll be a shepherd. They were smelly. They were rude. People don't like them. God announces the good news to them. Pastor Hiroshi today preached about the people that the world throws away. A woman who couldn't settle on one man. A man who was living alone in the graveyard. Other people who were thrown away by society. And Pastor Hiroshi's message is that Christmas is God who comes to gather the people that the world throws away. That's the message of Christmas. The poor, the lonely, the sad, the depressed. God says, I'm here for you. I don't forget you because I love you. So that's the shepherds. And the angels, if you see there, it's the angel of the Lord who appeared to them. It's the angel of God. And the first thing they say is, don't be afraid, right? Do not be afraid. So typically in the Renaissance or classical art or paintings, the angel is a cute baby who's naked and small wings, and they're very cute, like little Naomi dancing on the stage. She's a kind of angel for us, yeah. That's not the angel of the Bible. The angel of the Bible is one, if we see him, we would run away. We would be afraid and terrified, right? And so they have to say to the shepherds, these are shepherds. They meet wolves and, you know, wild animals. They aren't afraid of things, but they are afraid of the angels. And so the angel says, no, don't be afraid. 落ち着いて, right? Don't be afraid, because we're not going to hurt you. We're going to honor God. And so he gives good news, and the angel says to them, don't be afraid, I bring you good news. Good news, 이시라세. That's gospel, yeah. Good news that will cause great joy for all people. This is key, for all people. That means not only the Jewish people, not only the religious people, not only for the good people. It means for all the people. For the Sumerians, the Romans, the Greeks, the Japanese, the Jamaicans, the Filipinos, joy for the whole world. Not only the religious people, but the non-religious people. The people who don't know church, don't know the Bible, they don't know potlucks and gospel choir. They don't know that. God says, I'm going for them, for all the people. Yeah. And so this should bring joy. Okay. Now, it's the presence of God. God is coming, and so I'm thinking, wow, the presence of God. How should I feel? What is my answer to the presence of God in my life? And so in the Psalms, there's a line here, verse 11 of Psalm 16. You make known to me the path of life. You fill me with joy in your presence. With you are eternal pleasures at your right hand. Please understand the gospel. The gospel is not, when I die, I will go to heaven. That's not the gospel. The gospel is, Jesus died so heaven can come to earth. That's the gospel. Okay? I die so that I go to heaven, to the presence of God. That's a small part. The biggest part is Jesus died so that all of heaven can come to here, right here. That's the good news. And so the pleasures and the joy, that happens here. And the singing and the gospel choir and the plays and the Merry Christmas and the shaking hands and the community and the potluck and the laughter and the relationship, that happens here. Heaven is here. This is just a small taste of heaven, because in God's presence is fullness of joy. So I wanted to research a little bit on this expression. You will fill me with joy in your presence. Now, a little bit of grammar. In the English, it says, you will fill me. 미래에게. Future. Right? But the original language is not English. It's Hebrew. And the Hebrew, it has a lot of nuance, deep meaning. So I had to research the other English translations. And so in another translation, it's not future, it's present. In your presence is fullness of joy. Now, not someday, not after I die, now. And I love the NET translation. What is the fullness of joy? It means the experience of zettaiteki, absolute joy. Complete joy. No mistake. No doubt. Absolute. Yeah. Pure, unadulterated, 100% joy. So, here's the image. My daughter is 5 years old. I'll never forget Christmas 2 years ago when she was 3 years old. Because at 3 years old, they understand presents. If you give a baby, one-year-old, two-year-old, you get, oh, happy birthday, Merry Christmas. They open the present and they like the wrapping. They don't care about the present, right? Because they're too small. Right? But 3 years old, they know. The inside is the goal. So my daughter, Christmas morning, 2 years ago, opens the present, and oh my goodness, her face. And she couldn't just keep it. She's jumping, and she's clapping like this because of the present she got. It's just a fake doctor's toy. That's all it was. Just a kind of, you know, stethoscope and a kind of chusha. She wanted to be a nurse, you know. And so she opened it. She sees the pink toy. And she's, her face. And I thought, that is absolute joy. No sadness. No doubt. Yeah. Everything is wonderful. Right? In that moment. That's pure joy. And then another translation, this was interesting, Aramaic study Bible. So Aramaic is the language that Jewish people spoke at the time of Jesus. Jesus spoke Aramaic. Okay? And it says, I shall be full of joy in your face. in your face. So the presence, God's presence here, originally it's the face of God. When God looks at you, yeah, that's his presence. He's not looking away. He's looking at you. Some of us, we want God to look at us. We hope God will see, that he will see our struggle, our pain, our sadness. God, can you see me? And here the Bible says when God looks at you, you have fullness of joy. And then I wanted to see the Japanese, the Nihongo, so I looked up the Shinkyodo Yaku, which is what we use. It says, Watashi wa mika wo aoide michitari yorokobi wo iwai. Yeah. That's hard to translate in English. Yeah, mika, the face of God. Aoide, when we look up to the face of God, we are filled. Michitari, right? We're filled. How are we filled when we look at the face of God? With a celebration of joy. Yeah, that's amazing, that translation. So, wonderful. So, what's the message? I'm finished. So, Jesus, one of Jesus' names, the angel said to Mary, he will be called, the angel said to Isaiah. So Isaiah's vision from God says, we will call God Emmanuel. Emmanuel is another name for Jesus. Emmanuel means God's presence is with us. That's Jesus' name, Jesus' meaning, Emmanuel. So, so everything in Psalm 16 of God's presence comes at Christmas, when Jesus, his presence is with us. What does that mean? God is with us. If you are a Christian, God is in you. You have God's presence. You have the joy that comes with God's presence. It means you are not alone. Sometimes you feel alone, and there's no one in your room, or there's many in the room, but you are not connected with them, and you feel alone. That is not reality. If you are a Christian, reality is you are not alone. Therefore, the best way to celebrate life or to experience the joy of God is with other people. Yeah. See, I'm an introvert. Do you know what introvert is? Naikoteki. Yeah. I love to be alone. How about you? Yeah. I go home. I take a nap. My family leaves the house. It's heaven for me. Okay? Yeah, it's like, oh, I can read my Bible, I can drink my coffee, just silence and peace. Yeah, yeah. That's okay. That's okay. But they say you should not be alone, even if you're an introvert, for more than 3 hours in a day. Yeah. Meet people. Be with people. Maybe you have friends online, right? You have internet friends. That's a surface friend. The presence of God means you will have deep friendship. Face to face, heart to heart, skin to skin. Shake the hand, give a hug, have a conversation. You are not alone. Don't let others be alone. Celebrate together in community. That's Christmas. Number two. Your presence should give others joy. Okay, yeah, gifts, yes. The presence with a T and an S, of course, that makes them happy. But you... So the Bible says, rejoice with those who rejoice. Mourn with those who mourn. If they're happy, be happy with them. If they're sad, be sad with them. And together, you bring each other peace, joy. Yeah, so I just ask right now. I'm going to ask you, when you're with somebody today or tomorrow, are they happy to be with you? Do not ask my students this question, okay? Don't ask my basketball team. Coach is here. Habakon-sensei. No, but seriously, yeah. If they meet you, if they see, oh, yokatta, kite yokatta. Wow, so glad you're here, right? Yeah. You can do that because God is in you. His presence is in you. His joy is spreading through you. Finally, as Cindy says, yeah, there's lots of sadness and loneliness. And maybe you're thinking, how about Chris? It's very shallow. Joy, happiness. We can't be happy all the time. That's not real life. You are correct. It's not real life. There's an expert at Harvard University. I can't remember his name. I think it's Dr. Baker, I think. Anyways, he's the expert on happiness. He goes all around the world talking to people, teaching them about happiness. And it's interesting, he says that anyone who's living a good life means that there are times in life when you experience no happiness. Sadness, loneliness, despair, that's normal. That's part of life. And there are seasons of that, and that's how you gain wisdom. And when you have wisdom, you have joy. Because joy is understanding difficulty, but also accepting goodness. And that's the ability to have joy. And so here is what you do if you are lonely, sad, or grieving. You don't run away from it. You run into it. That's the secret. There's a psalm that I love, Psalm 25. It says, God, turn to me and be gracious to me because I am lonely and afflicted. The troubles of my heart are enlarged. Please bring me out of all my distresses. Consider my troubles and my afflictions, and forgive all my sins. God, I'm lonely, I'm afflicted, I have troubles, I have sin and guilt. Help me, right? And so what he's doing is he's saying, God, I repent. Kuyaratame. So here's my last message for Christmas. How to have joy. In your heartbreak and your suffering, go into it and repent. Come to God and say, I'm proudful, I'm prideful, I'm arrogant, I'm proud. Come to God and say, I use people, I manipulate them, I'm sorry. Come to God and say, I lie, I steal, I'm dishonest. I repent of my laziness, I repent of my foolish, I repent of my lust and passion. I repent of my fleshly, I repent of my dependence on material things. When you repent, God transforms sorrow into joy. So there's something in the Bible that says, weeping may endure for the night, but joy comes in the morning, right? You repent, you spend an evening, you spend some time in sadness and repentance. And God's answer is joy, deep joy. That's the presence of God. That's the message of Christmas. Celebrate together, face to face, bring joy to others, repent, and find Christmas in your heart. Find the joy of God in your heart. So, let's pray. Heavenly Father, help us to repent in the season of difficulty. Help us to rejoice with those who rejoice. Please help us to mourn with those who mourn. Help us to enjoy Christmas Eve and really find joy on Christmas Day tomorrow. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.